Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just heard live from government buildings, Leo Varadkar has announced he is stepping down as Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader. Fine Gael Dáil Deputy Colm Burke joins me. I take it like you're in Leinster House, are you, Colm?
No, unfortunately, I'm in Cork for a meeting this morning, so my apologies.
All right, that's okay. Was this expected?
No, I don't think so. I was speaking to an advisor to a minister at 10:30 this morning, and they would have been in the know if there was anything happening, and they mentioned nothing yet. They had no indication that this was coming. I think the first announcement came around 10:45 this morning that a major announcement would be made at 12:00, and I think that was the first that everyone knew that this was going to be a major announcement.
Was it the failure of the referendum? Do you think that was the final?
I think it's a number of things. I think over the last 12 months, he has felt very much undermined in the sense of, I suppose, that he didn't have the support of the German public in the things that we were trying to get done. And I mean, remember, since 2011, we brought the economy, major improvements in the economy. We have over 800,000 more people working. We've taken a lot of decisions in relation to a whole range of areas in relation to legislation, and all of that has gone through. And I think we've brought the country from major deficit in budgets to surpluses, and we're able to deliver on a whole range of social welfare that we wouldn't otherwise be able to do, only for the changes that were made as regards encouraging new investment and encouraging the creation of jobs.
But we have a housing crisis that many people will point to, Colm, that only seems to be getting worse by the day.
Well, we have, which you see, if you go to any jurisdiction, they have a housing crisis. You know, you go to Australia, you go to the States, you go anywhere, there is a housing crisis. The issue that we have now is that we went through a very difficult time from 2008 on, where all of the major builders went into receivership or into liquidation because of the amount of debt that they had. So we had to start from scratch. We then lost a whole lot of people out of the construction sector. And no matter what you do, your biggest problem that you need in the construction sector, you need to have people working in it. The number of people working in the construction sector is now far less than what it was back in 2008 or 2007. And that's a big challenge for you talk to any builder. They all have difficulty in getting workers because there is full employment. You know, for instance, long-term unemployment now is down to 1% of the workforce. So, you know, we have made major changes. We've had challenges. And as I said, there's no over 800,000 more people working in this country. The population of the country has increased by 40% in the last 23 years. Most of that has occurred after 2011. And, you know, you go back to...
So you think he's been a good Taoiseach for this country?
I think he has. If you look at the achievements that have been made in the last 10, 12 years, when we came from a scenario where, you know, it was at European level, the banks were the... we were being dictated to as regards what we could and couldn't do, and we've got out of that. And we're now in a scenario where we are delivering on a whole range of areas that we weren't able to deliver from kind of 2011-2015, and I suppose from 2008-2015, because remember, in 2008 on, you know, we had major problems in relation to borrowing, in relation to access to funding. We also had a very high interest rate in relation to the monies we were borrowing. And that has all changed.
Yeah, so, it's a very different country. He sounded very emotional, Colm. It's a tough thing to have to resign from that particular position.
It is. It's extremely difficult. And, you know, one of the things that he had to deal with as well, remember, we had to deal with the lockdown during COVID when, you know, we had a major challenge. I think it was handled very well at very short notice. We had the lowest number of deaths from COVID per head of population compared to other jurisdictions, and that was because all the right decisions were taken. No, there are some people who would disagree with that, but we did. And in fact, we then gave support to both employees and employers during that period of time, and everyone expected that we wouldn't recover for a number of years. Yet, like you look at last year, I think over 89,000 new jobs were created last year alone. And despite all of the challenges that we had with COVID, we've continued to grow the number of people.
Yeah, and we recovered much quicker than many other countries. Just very finally, obviously when the news went out this morning, there was going to be an announcement, there was speculation, were we going to have a general election? And I've just seen that the People Before Profit TD, Paul Murphy, has called for a general election in light of Leo Varadkar's announcement. Is there an appetite for a general election amongst the coalition parties?
I don't think so. I think there's still a lot of things that we want to deliver on. We need to continue to work as regards the creation of employment. We need to continue to work in relation to dealing with the challenges that we have in health. And for instance, you take in healthcare now, you take, for instance, the HSE. The last figure I saw, like you go back to December 2014, there was 103,000 people working in the HSE. It's now 145,000 people working, so that's an increase of over 40%. But we have facilities to deliver on, whether it's primary care centres, whether it's hospital extensions, whether it's the new elective hospital, which I want built in Cork. We've all those to progress. And we also have to deal with the housing issue. And the number of housing units built last year was above the projections. And for the coming year, it again will be above projections. And we need to work towards building 50,000 units a year. But we need, in order to deliver that number of units, we also need the workers to be in place. And we need to do more in relation to getting people
in all that area. Just very finally, I mean, it's less than half an hour since the decision was being made. Is it too early to discuss a successor? Would you have somebody in mind?
Well, no, there's five major players in there. You have a choice of, you know, you have
the two Simons.
Pascal Donoghue, you have Simon Colby.
Helen McEntee.
Simon Harris, you have Helen McEntee, you have Heather Humphreys.
Yeah.
That's five main players in there.
All the ones that were out on the plinth with him.
Absolutely.
Mm. I don't know if that's
And it's great that, you know, that you do have that a number of people who have the ability to take over as leader of the party, but also has the ability to serve as Taoiseach.
Okay.
I think that's the choice that we have. We have five people in there who I think everyone will be giving serious consideration to.
Okay, I've got to leave it there. Listen, I appreciate you taking time out to talk to us at short notice, Colm. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Bye-bye. That is Cork City Fine Gael Dáil Deputy Colm Burke.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.